How many of you have flown a plane? Okay. So, for those of you that haven't, I want you to imagine that you're in the cockpit and you're the pilot. You're flying a Boeing 747. Okay? Big plane. So, you have your hand on the throttle and you start to push it forward. You're taking off. And you're really excited. You're full of adrenaline. You speed up. You're plastered to the back of the seat. And the wheels lift off the ground, and you're just so excited for this flight. You don't know really where it's going to take you, but you're just excited for it. So you take off, and you go up. Sure enough, you get to the top of your flight, cruising altitude, I think that's what it's called. But this is supposed to be the steady part of your flight, and you're just supposed to easy flying until you get to your destination. But as most flights go, there's some turbulence. So the turbulence hit, and you're like, well, this sucks. Maybe I should just put the plane on autopilot and go to the back of the plane, take a nap. I don't know. Just, I don't want to deal with this. So you go to the back of the plane and take a nap, and you wake up. And you're like, okay, we've been up here for a while. I don't really know where we are. Maybe I better land this plane, you know? This has really been what my life is like. When I came to UCA, I was super stoked about everything. I came here because I wanted a relationship with God, and that's what I was getting. I had all kinds of friends that I could talk to God about. It wasn't uncool or whatever. And the next biggest thing was that I became friends with a pastor, and I thought he was going to give me everything. He prayed with me, and he did Bible studies with me. He taught me how to give Bible studies, how to relate to people, and he taught me how to preach. I gave several sermons at the end of the year, and I was so excited. I thought he was going to be a mentor for life, and I might go on to do mission trips with him. I didn't know. So the end of the year came, and I had reached the top of my flight. I was at cruising altitude, and turbulence definitely hit me. I went down to Tennessee to hang out with his pastor for a bit, because I wasn't going to see him for a while. We went to the general conference session just to see what it was like, and then we went camping. It was really good, but somewhere in the hangout part, things just went so bad. I didn't really know what had happened, but he did something so inappropriate that it was so scary, and it freaked me out. I didn't know if this meant that he was gay. I didn't know if he was psycho or if I was just getting the wrong vibe. I didn't know, you know, am I just thinking the wrong thing, you know? But I did know that whatever had happened really scared me, and I wanted to get out of there. I wanted to leave, but I couldn't. So I waited it out, and I didn't talk to him for the rest of the trip. I haven't even talked to him since. Because of this, what happened was I got really angry. I didn't know why this had happened. He was my best friend, and I was going to, you know, see him for the rest of my life. I was going to hang out with him. I didn't know if I was going to come back to UCA. I thought, you know, I have so many memories of this guy. At UCA, I didn't know if I could handle it. And so I struggled with that. I also struggled with intense anger for the church, because to me, this guy was a head in the church. He was a pastor, someone I could look up to. But now that this has happened, you know, I was like, how can I trust anyone in the church? You know, it made me so skeptical. Now at this point, I didn't think that I could fly my plane. So I got out and I walked to the back. I did end up coming back to UCA, and I roomed with Isaac Smith. This was sophomore year. And I feel like this is one of the greatest things that God ever did for me, because we both had intense summers and we had our problems, but through it all and all our breakdowns that we had, we were just there for each other, and We even started a prayer group with several of our friends that really helped. It finally helped us feel like we were going to go in the right direction. I thought, for me, I was going to be able to get back up and walk to that cockpit and maybe take hold of the controls again. But, as my luck would have it, that's when turbulence hit me hard, even harder than before. I was walking back to the cockpit, but it hit and it knocked me off my feet. And I was like, shoot. So I walked straight back to the back of the plane. The things that were happening in my life just brought me so low. Not only had the prayer group died, and I felt like my spiritual life was kind of going down the drain, I was just so angry with myself and the choices that I was making. I felt like my compass might have been pointed in the wrong direction. I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't know what my life had in store, but I was just in pain. And I actually got to the point where I was banging my head against the wall, crying, like banging it against the wall almost to the point of bleeding. And I just wanted to die, honestly. Now, I was already at the back of my plane, just sitting there, and I wanted to jump out. I didn't know what to do. I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to get back in that cockpit and fly this plane. But I didn't jump out. I just shut down. I had been hurt, and I didn't want to be hurt anymore. So what I did was I put up an emotional wall. And this wall protected me from anything that was going to hurt me. And I just, you know, nothing hurt me. But because I put up this wall, I also blocked out everything that had the potential of giving me happiness. I had put my plane on autopilot, and I was leaving it there. When I woke up from the back of this, in the back of the plane from this sleep, this was a longer sleep. I don't know how long I was back there. It was a while. I woke up, and I thought to myself, this is the second time that I've woken up. Am I just dilly-dallying too much, sitting back here? I really should be doing something, taking responsibility for my life. And so I got up determined that I was going to get back in that cockpit. I was walking towards the door, but I realized that I had been in the back of the plane so long that I didn't know how to open the door to the cockpit. So I was kind of scared, but I kept walking. And as I got closer, I realized that there was this word written all over it. And as I got closer, it became more clear what that word was. God had showed me what I needed to do. He gave me the answer to what I was going through. I didn't know how to get out of this sleep in the back of the plane. I was completely unemotional and just flat. I felt like I couldn't even cry. But he gave me the answer. So I want to share with you a verse. This was the thing that he immediately showed to me. He just threw it at me right at the beginning. And I've held on to it ever since. The verse is found in Colossians 12 through 15. And it's a rather long verse, and I might lose you. So if you want to open up to it and just look at it, that's cool. It says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Now, I know that was rather long, but let me just explain why that had so much of an impact on me. In the first verse, it talks about all those characters of a good person. And that's who I wanted to be. I wanted to be kind and loving. I just have always wanted to be someone who can be friends with everyone, no matter who you are. Now, even though it may seem like I was that type of person on the surface, and I felt that way, inside, I was just full of anger. And I was eating myself alive. So, because I couldn't forgive, I had all this anger inside of me. I couldn't get those things that God had mentioned in the third and fourth verses. The love, the true love, and the peace that he gives. I was completely flat. I didn't know what to do, but God gave me the answer. I don't know where you guys are. I don't know all of your stories. I don't know what you've gone through. But I'm assuming that a lot of you can relate to what I'm saying, and that you probably have had events in your life where you just can't let it go. You have so much anger. Now for me, I'm not done with it. I'm still getting into that cockpit, and I'm still getting a hold of the controls. There's still tons of turbulence. I'm a mess. But I'm happy because I know that God has given me the answer, and he's pointed me in the right direction. And I know that what he's told me is that the only thing that I have to do to get back in that cockpit is to forgive. And once I've done that, the only thing that is left to do is to take my plane off of autopilot and forgive to live.